WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer life's challenges and cultivate that unshakable inner strength. I'm your host, Brendan Cole, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit you right in the feels in a good way, of course. We're diving deep into the power of gratitude and how it can literally be a secret weapon for a positive mindset, even when life throws you curveballs. Ever notice how some people seem to radiate positivity, even when things are rough? It's not magic, folks, it's often a simple practice cultivating gratitude. Think about it. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your entire perspective shifts. Suddenly, those everyday blessings become incredible gifts, and that negativity just melts away. Here's the deal, folks. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you when someone holds the door open. It's a conscious choice to appreciate the good stuff big and small in your life. It's like hitting the reset button on your mindset, shifting from that constant what if loop to a state of genuine appreciation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Life can be hectic, stressful, and sometimes downright unfair. But here's the beautiful thing about gratitude, it's a muscle that gets stronger with practice. First off, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're genuinely grateful for. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee in the morning, a hilarious text from a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Those little wins add up, trust me. Secondly, keep a gratitude journal. Jot down those positive moments throughout the day. You'll start to notice patterns, things you often take for granted that bring you joy. Next, share your appreciation with others. Tell someone how much their kindness means to you, or simply express gratitude for their presence in your life. Giving thanks can be as simple as saying thank you sincerely and meaning it. And lastly, practice mindful living. Pay attention to the present moment, savoring the little things. Take a deep breath, feel the breeze on your face, listen to the birds chirping. These small acts of awareness can help shift your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. Think about it, that nagging feeling of discontent often stems from comparing ourselves to others or focusing on what we don't have. Gratitude flips the script. It reminds us to appreciate our own unique journey and celebrate the abundance already present in our lives. Remember that time when you aced the tough test? Or landed your dream job? Those moments felt amazing, right? Cultivating gratitude can help you savor those successes and bring more joy into everyday experiences, big or small. Let me tell you a quick story. I once had this friend who was constantly stressed out about work, always complaining about deadlines and never taking time to relax. One day, I challenged him to try keeping a gratitude journal for a week. He scoffed at first, but he agreed. A week later, he came back, completely transformed. He told me that he started noticing little things he'd taken for granted, like his morning cup of coffee, the laughter of his kids, even just the feeling of sunshine on his face. This shift in perspective made a world of difference, and he actually felt more relaxed and productive at work. See, it's all about training your mind to focus on the positive. Just like exercise strengthens your body, gratitude exercises your mental muscles, leading to a happier, more resilient you. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. Begin by identifying three things you're grateful for right now, anything at all. Then take a moment to truly appreciate them. Remember, even small acts of gratitude can have a ripple effect, spreading positivity throughout your life and the lives of those around you. Now, go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes of Fortitude First. We'll be right here, every day, providing you with the tools and inspiration to navigate life's challenges with strength, resilience, and a whole lot of positivity. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.